This is Akashvani. I'm Sarabjit Kaur with World News. The headlines. German Foreign Minister Johann David Wedphul arrives in Bengaluru on a two-day official visit to India. Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong to begin three-day visit to India to enhance bilateral cooperation. Death toll in massive earthquake crosses 800 in Afghanistan. Prime Minister Modi assures all possible humanitarian aid. And in US Tennis Open, Naomi Osaka upsets Coco Gauff to reach women's singles quarterfinals. German Foreign Minister Johann David Wedphul arrived in Bengaluru this morning on a two-day official visit to India. He will be visiting the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, before leaving for Delhi later today. Mr. Wedphul will meet Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal and External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar in New Delhi tomorrow. Ahead of his visit, the German Foreign Minister underscored the vital role India plays as a key partner in the Indo-Pacific region and on the global stage. In a series of posts on social media, Mr. Wedphul emphasized the close political, economic and cultural ties between Germany and India, describing the expanding strategic partnership as having significant potential. Prime Minister of Singapore, Lawrence Wong, will arrive on a three-day visit to India this evening. Mr. Wong will hold bilateral talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and hold an interaction with Indian industry and business. A number of arrangements are set to be inked during Mr. Wong's visit, including in the areas of skill development, finance and digital, civil aviation, space collaboration and shipping. Prime Minister Modi and Mr. Wong had agreed to elevate the bilateral ties to a comprehensive strategic partnership in their meeting in Singapore in September last year. The visiting dignitary will also call on President Draupadi Murmu, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will also meet Mr. Wong. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has praised Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to China, calling it a significant step in strengthening India's diplomatic and strategic presence on the global stage. The Defence Minister said in a social media post that Prime Minister's successful visit to China is a testimony to his diplomatic skills and India's ability to reshape and rebalance geopolitical ground realities. Mr. Singh said PM's visit has strengthened India's connect with the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO. He said this visit will further firm up India's position among the Committee of Nations. He congratulated Prime Minister Modi on his extremely fruitful visit to China. In a major diplomatic win for India, the member states of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization unequivocally condemned the April 22nd Pahalgam terrorist attack, extended condolences to the victims and called for justice against those responsible. Addressing the summit, Prime Minister highlighted India's approach to strengthening cooperation under the SCO framework. In this regard, he noted that India seeks greater action under three pillars: security, connectivity and opportunity.
निर्मम आतंकवाद का दंश झेल रहा है। कितनी ही माताओं ने अपने बच्चे खोए और कितने बच्चे अनाथ हो गए। हाल ही में हमने पहलगाम में टेररिज्म का बहुत ही घिनौना रूप देखा। इस दुख की घड़ी में जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे, मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूँ।
Russian President Vladimir Putin said that he reached key understandings with US President Donald Trump on ending the Ukraine conflict during a meeting in Alaska last month. Speaking at SCO summit in China, Putin stopped short of confirming whether he will join peace talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, which Trump had reportedly proposed with a Monday deadline. Mr. Putin defended Russia's actions, blaming the West for instigating the conflict by backing a 2014 coup and pushing Ukraine towards NATO. He said the crisis was not triggered by Russia's attack, but by Western interference. Leading Baloch human rights leader Mir Yar Baloch accused Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif of branding the peaceful and legitimate Baloch freedom struggle as terrorism to conceal Pakistan's own war crimes and serve the ambitions of its military establishment across Balochistan. the human rights activist criticized Sharif's remarks at the 25th Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit in China's Tianjin, calling them deceitful and hypocritical. He alleged that for decades, Islamabad and Rawalpindi have deceived the world while spreading violence and instability from Kabul in Afghanistan to the Kashmir region in India. He highlighted that not just Balochistan, Pakistan has also destabilized Afghanistan and India for 5 decades under the cover of fake jihad. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The death toll in eastern Afghanistan's powerful earthquake has crossed 800, with more than 2,000 people estimated to be injured. Death toll is likely to go up as people are feared trapped under the rubble. The 6.0 magnitude earthquake struck on Sunday night at a shallow depth of 8 kilometers, making it more destructive. Worst hit are Nanganhar and Kunar provinces, but tremors were felt in neighboring provinces as well as in Kabul and in Pakistan's capital Islamabad. The remote areas make assessing the damage hard, while helicopters are trying to rescue people from difficult regions. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the earthquake in Afghanistan. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that India stands ready to provide all possible humanitarian aid and relief to those affected by the earthquake in Afghanistan. Mr. Modi also said that his thoughts and prayers are with the bereaved families in this difficult hour, and also wished speedy recovery to the injured. In Bangladesh, tension continues to prevail in several universities across the country following recent clashes between student groups and growing unrest on campuses. Yesterday, the Chittagong University campus and surrounding areas remained highly charged following Sunday's sporadic clashes between students and locals, which left more than 300 teachers, students, police officers and journalists injured, while 3 students fighting for life. An Indian Army contingent has reached Alaska in the USA at Fort Wainwright to participate in the 21st edition of the India-US Joint Military Exercise Yudhabhyas 2025. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed this in a social media post. The 21st edition of the India-USA Joint Military Exercise began yesterday and will continue till the 14th of this month. In US Open Tennis, 2-time champion Naomi Osaka defeated world number 3 Coco Gauff to reach the women's singles quarterfinals. She defeated Gauff 6-3, 6-2 to reach the final 8. The victory marked Osaka's return to a Grand Slam quarterfinal after 4.5 years. She will face Karolina Muchova of the Czech Republic in the quarterfinal, who booked her place with a win against Ukrainian 27th seed Marta Kostyuk. Novak Djokovic will take on Taylor Fritz in the quarterfinal tomorrow. The 24-time Grand Slam champion became the oldest man to reach the quarterfinals at all four majors in a single season after booking his spot in the round of 16 with a commanding 6-3, 6-3, 6-2 victory over Germany's Jan-Lennard Struff. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. German Foreign Minister Johann David Wadphul arrives in Bengaluru on a 2-day official visit to India. Prime Minister of Singapore Lawrence Wong to begin 3-day visit to India to enhance bilateral cooperation. Death toll in massive earthquake crosses 800 in Afghanistan. Prime Minister Modi assures all possible humanitarian aid. And in US Open, Naomi Osaka upsets Coco Gauff to reach women's singles quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.